Thank you very much, Tim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the DESA call on the 2nd of August 2012. On the call today, we have André Thompson, Mikey O'Connor, Cheryl Langdon-Hall, Julie Hammer, Olivier Crépin-Leblond, George Sarasaki, Luis Espinosa, Takayasu Matsuo, and Rick Keller. We have apologies for Mark Koster, Don Blumenthal, Warren Kamali, Rafik Damak, Jacques Latour, Patrick Jones, and Julie Headland. And from staff, we have Bart Boschinkel and myself, Nathan Perlin. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Mikey. Oh, and Jim Garvin has just joined the call. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jim.
Welcome. Hi, Mikey.
Are you going to be able to join the Adobe room, too?
Should be there now, waiting for a response.
Oh, dear. I'm not seeing it. Are you seeing it, Natalie? I may have horked up my screen so bad.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
he's just
James.
Turned up now.
Yeah, there he is. Oh, good. Okay, well, welcome to the call. It's pretty lightly attended today, partly due to holidays and partly due to conflicting meetings, so we'll see how we do. I really only have one thing on the agenda, which is to keep working on the way forward, so unless there's something else, I think that's what we'll work on. Anything that people want to add to the agenda before we do the statements of interest business? Okay. And then any changes to statements of interest that people want to tell us about? All right. Well, I will not keep you in suspense anymore. We had a, I thought, really productive call on the ops call on Monday. And after that, I drew a picture. That's my way to think things through. And before I flip to the picture, I need to do the standard disclaimer, which is that this is a Mikey picture, not a ops group picture. Nobody's seen this except me. So you're all on the same footing. There's no... This will be an equal surprise to everybody on the call. But what I did is I drew a picture of sort of the timeline and tried to integrate sort of a bunch of things. And just to give you the thrilling animation, there are three versions of this picture. One that you see on the screen right now where it's sort of the kickoff the assessment right away approach. Another would be the kick off the assessment after a while approach, and it could either be after Toronto or it could be after Beijing. It's hard to predict that right now. And then the third is essentially hand off the assessment process to the other parts of the community that may be better equipped to do it, and I haven't figured out a way to represent that very well on the picture, so if anybody can come up with an idea on that, let me know. But anyway, those are the three pictures, and I'm going to go back to this one just because everything's a little bit bigger. I think that the sense of the of all of us is that there's pretty wide agreement that there's some stuff that we need to do. We need to do this sort of refining, consolidating stuff. Get the report out for public comment, refine the methods a bit. At a minimum, get the scale to some sort of log scale instead of absolute so that the numbers aren't so crazy when they get big. Fold those revisions into the report and get endorsement from our respective sponsors. And then this one where we do need to sort out these overlaps and gaps a bit. Partly, with the board stuff, but, in a broader sense as well. meanwhile, the board is, the board committee has got a risk management framework project underway, and if they stay on schedule, they should have a first draft of the framework done by Toronto, which would be very helpful. It won't have gone through all of the review and public comment cycle yet, but we should have a pretty good sketch of what's coming out of that project. And then I think their work plan is to go ahead and complete that framework after Toronto, with the goal of being really done by Beijing, which, as several people have noted, is a pretty aggressive schedule, so that it may slip, but it would be nice if they had at least the first cut at that framework done by Toronto, because I think one of the things that would be very helpful to do in Toronto is see how well those two, documents, our risk assessment approach and the board's committee's risk management framework, align, and then to the extent that we can, at least get started aligning those two things. I think skipping around this document that way, there's pretty broad agreement that these are things that need to happen between now and Toronto. I think where the conversation has focused is on the risk assessment puzzler. And I think there are a couple of somebody's got their speakers on, I think. Got a little background noise there. I think the puzzler is in the risk assessment and what to do with that. One of the themes that came up on the call on Monday is that we may not have the right people to do a risk assessment, depending on the topic. It's partly because some people who are in the group have sort of dropped off because they're either other commitments or because they're not interested in what we've been doing, but plan to return when we get to stuff that they are interested in. And so I think there's sort of that issue. Another issue is sort of the when to start, and I'll just toggle back and forth a little bit to give you. This is, by the way, the thrilling animation part of the presentation. That's it. But I think there's a reasonable case to be made that kicking it off right away like this, we may be getting ahead of the work that's being done in the board risk framework committee. And I think there's a reasonable case to be made to at least wait a while, at least till after Toronto, and maybe even a bit longer than that before we kick it off. And so that's, I think, another dimension, sort of the who should be involved doing it and whether we really have the right group of people to do it, and then the when discussion. And then I think that the final conversational aspect is whether to do it at all or whether to essentially hand this risk assessment job off to other folks. And I think that's connected to the issue about whether we've got the right people in the group to do it. So that's sort of the sequence that I run through those things. So that's kind of the story that I drew between Monday and now. Olivier and Jim, since you were on that call and before I open it up to everybody else, is there anything you want to add to that story that I've either missed or I sort of misrepresented? Jim.
Yeah, so this is Jim Galvin. I actually raised my hand before you were clearly going to offer me the opportunity to speak. The only clarification that I wanted to add is I would say that it's not a question of whether to do the work at all. It's just a question of whether this group, as currently constituted, should do the actual risk assessment. I would expect that, of your three choices, first one you sort of start now, let's just keep moving along and dig in. The second one is we'll just delay a little bit starting and digging in so that we can get a better look at what the board committee is going to be doing and make sure that we're aligned with that. And the third option is really that this group would recommend, quite strongly that the risk assessment should be done, but the chartering SOs and ACs should pick that up with a new working group, that this group should finish off its process and procedures, and then a new group should be kicked off, scoped out, and made to go forward and do the work. And that, I think, gives us all of the advantages of the timing that you've been talking about. So it does put it out a little bit, gives us time to close down this group, finish up the work that we're doing. It also gives us time to, get a good look at what the board committee is doing and the activities that go on there. The downside of doing that, of course, is this group is really a new and different kind of thing. It's a joint, cross working group activity. A lot of effort went into chartering and constituting this group, so there is a certain concern about the process that would be involved in reconstituting this group. So perhaps other kinds of procedures or processes should be investigated, maybe a rechartering or something, maybe just a proactive reconstitution of the participants would be appropriate. I mean, in all of this, you have in the background the idea that participation really is waning when you consider how many people are officially part of this working group. So we need a way to re-energize this group. And the two obvious ways to do that are to end this group and start another one, which has the overhead of process. Or, maybe we do finish the work that we're doing, and then we seek just to revisit the charter and expressly and proactively try to re-engage a different set of participants. So I just wanted to shape a little bit the options that we have in front of us. Thank you.
That's lovely. I thank you, Jim. I was sort of typing a new arrow into the option three. So now we've got option one, dig in right away. Option two, start later with, and I would even take as a friendly amendment to this something like this. I don't like that reconstitute the group thing. And at that point, we start to get pretty close. So then this one would be... So let me... these are now the same, so I want to make this, so this one, I don't know, maybe that's, let me just stop, Jim, and see what you think of that phrase that I've typed in there. Is that, it doesn't quite get to the end the DSSA and start a new one. So that, I suppose that's the third.
Yeah, I mean, so this is Jim again. I mean, that kind of is the real difference, and it really is, I think, important to highlight that particular distinction.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a real difference between shutting down a group and starting a new one versus just recreating the participants or the resources that are part of it.
Right.
So I would still keep the two versions apart, although, as you're now showing, they are intended, at least from my point of view and the way I would present this, is they're intended to be the same. Let me just call out that Olivia's got his hand up there, too.
Yeah, I know. I see that. I just wanted to kind of nail this one down before we got to that. So then what we've got is the reconstitute ourselves option two, because I think that's a good word. I like that. And then the one that essentially creates a separate pair of groups. Olivier, go ahead. Thanks for waiting.
Thanks, Mikey. It's Olivier for the record. My point of view is different to that of Jim's, specifically because my personal belief is the working group has not actually achieved the what it said it was going to do in the charter. It's on its way to do it, but it's not actually completed the work in the charter. And I usually would be more inclined to say that a working group would shut down once it's actually done what it was intended to do. If it stops halfway, then it either has to consider itself to be incompetent in the matter of what it's doing, or that things have changed and the answer has already been achieved elsewhere. Now, I don't see the answer so far being achieved elsewhere. I see that there is work that is about to take place, that is top-down, board-led, with staff and an external consultant that will be involved in, with no guarantee whatsoever that a better result will be achieved or not. And of course, we can't guarantee that, obviously, at this very point in time. And so my point of view would be to have the working group. Initially, I was looking at part A, which was let's plow on with our work. Perhaps the discussions that we had last Monday and also last week softened my stance into saying, well, we can... We've been around this work for a long time. We can wait for a few months to see what is going on with the board and the board risk management framework that they're developing with their consultant. Bearing in mind, of course, that they should take into account the work that has been done here and not start reinventing the wheel from scratch. Except, of course, if the consultant finds that the work that we have done is completely off track and has to be put in the bin, in which case that actually provides us with our answer. At that point, I would say, we tried, we failed, thanks, we can close it down. So that's the point here. The other thing that I had mentioned on Monday and I'd like to share here is perhaps we should ask the original people that signed the original charter to find out if this working group is going in the right direction, and perhaps they should have a say in this as well, as to how far do you think this working group has gone. So that's primarily my point of view at the moment. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Olivier. Cheryl, go ahead. And everybody else, I just wanted to give Jim and Olivier a chance to tidy up my diagram. So, open season now.
Thank you, Mikey. Cheryl Langdonor for the Transcript Record. As one of those which have a, I guess, parental and proprietal interest in this work group, seeing as it was under my watch that the three prime movers, the two SOs, being the GNSO and the CCNSO and the ALAC, came together to make this little baby happen in the first place. I just want to weigh in and agree totally with the observations that both Olivier and Julie have made, in particular Olivier in terms of the requirements as she was writ for what this work group needed to achieve have not hit the mark as yet, and that does need to be addressed in my totally biased opinion. How that's addressed, I think, has been how it can be addressed has been raised with a couple of options under what Jim's put together for us today, and obviously you as the leadership group have all been discussing before, and I've made some of my personal thoughts known in the chat here today on possibly something somewhere between option two and a reconstitution as needs be, to get the necessary talent pool for doing the RA, the risk assessment, done. But I do think we have to do, we, as in this current DSSA cross-community unique beast that it is, work group, has to address that in some way, shape or form. And finally, agree absolutely with the observation Julie made in terms of the purpose of the board work group. It has a particular focus, which I think is distinct from the one that was intended in terms of our analysis of actual risk as opposed to assumptions, hearsay, ununderstood, misunderstood, or deliberately unable to be misdirected type statistics, and I'm going to say it for the record, total bullshit use of statistics that we were founding ourselves in a couple of years back. We still haven't addressed that. So some form of RA does need to be done, the timing of which I think certainly we need to look at, and the integration with the activities of any consultant's work and or the work of the board work group obviously has to be looked at as well. And in terms of post-Toronto and exactly when to start, I think that and making sure we both have the talent or access to the talent that we need to do the RA is something that we do need to address. All right, I'll get off my soapbox and stop ranting, but I'm happy to rant further if needs be.
Thanks, Cheryl. Olivier, is that a new hand?
It is, Mikey. It's Olivier here. I just wanted to add one more thing. The concern that I do have at the moment, if we do decide to shut the group down and go back to the chartering organizations and ask whether they want to charter a new group, I have a real concern at the moment that some parts of ICANN, and namely the GNSO and GNSO Council, having so much on their plate, and this has been said many, many times over, this will fall as a very low priority item that is likely not to resurface for 5 years or so, especially in light of the fact that the GNSO Council is about to go, or the whole GNSO is about to go through this huge transformation with the arriving of a lot of people that are absolutely not interested at the moment in any of the work that is done here, are more likely to be interested in trying to make their money back as their primary interest, and trying to defend their brand as their primary interest. And certainly stability and DNS analysis, that's something which they leave to the techies. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivier. I'm kind of catching up on the chat. The queue is clear. You know, one way that we could do this is we could really amplify the need to refresh the group. In order to get, you know, to make sure that we've got the right people involved. And if not, to reach out and recruit some more people. Another thing I'd point out is that, in a way, if we eliminate this one, the dive right in option, we do have some time to make this choice. We don't have to make this choice now. What we could do is focus on the stuff that's in the refine and consolidate pile, which is a pretty substantial amount of work, by the way, and leave this decision for a little while and revisit it. You know, and in fact, we might, as we dive in, especially to the gaps and overlaps discussion, we might come up with some information that would inform this choice a little bit. And so one way to approach this is to say, well, let's eliminate this option, the start right away option, because by doing that, we give ourselves a pretty clear charter as to what we need to do in the next 3 months or so. And by doing that, we might find out some stuff that would help us make that choice. Oh, Julie's got her hand up. Sorry. Go ahead, Julie.
No, that's fine, Mikey. It really follows on well from what you were just saying, because one thing that also occurred to me was that by Toronto, the board working group may well be in a position to have discussions with us that will help make that decision more clear as well. Because the decision might be usefully informed by the outcome of their work.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the really appealing things for me, anyway. In waiting a bit on the risk assessment part, is that it's kind of letting the board initiative catch up with us a bit. And so what do people think about, is there anybody that's really keen to start this right away? Let's put it that way, because maybe what we can do is bump one of these out. Let's see, I'm reading chat. Anybody want to speak while I read chat?
Mikey, Cheryl here, for the record. And for the record, I agree. I don't think we're actually in a position to start, in inverted commas, right away. There is stuff we've got to do, and I'm perfectly comfortable with post-Toronto activity plan.
Cool. Well, maybe that.
Mikey, Julie Hammer here again.
Go ahead. Also,
it might be that at Toronto, some further discussion with the SOs and ACs on the work of the working group might generate some enthusiasm that would lead to the reconstitution and people putting up their hands to be on the working group. So that would be a good opportunity to drum up some enthusiasm.
Mikey, Cheryl here again. Just following on from what Julie said, that's an absolute perfect opportunity because, of course, the lineup changes in the AC and SOs as well at that time. I think it's a good opportunity for a resell and a re-socialisation of what we do, particularly listening to, I think, the very valid points that that Olivier made. I mean, we designed this particular beast to be so damned equitable, with every component part being able to put it a valid solid share of sitting at the table together. And to pick up on the point Jim's made, if we look at the list of people that are, in inverted commas, on this work group versus them of us that is actually active, there's a huge gap, which means we've got seats available that can be, you know, repopulated, or total number of seats modified, or, you know, carve off parts of the table if needs be, all of which I think takes us to stuff that we can do both at Toronto and in the beginning phase of next part of work in a post-Toronto environment. Thanks.
Thanks, Cheryl. The chat's getting lively. Julie said the skill set would be dictated by the five risk scenarios. That's an important point, is that some of these scenarios are quite different than each other.
Yep.
Rick is saying, I think if we are missing skills, we need to identify our gaps in time for Toronto in order to recruit, at least get a shopping list by Toronto, so that we can go to Toronto and say, here's the kind of work that's coming. I'm now not quoting Rick, by the way. I'm turning my blather on. Extending it. You know, I think that idea of identifying which skills we need is a great one, because we could put it in the conversations that we're going to have in Toronto. Let's see. Oh, Olivier, he's got his hand up. Go ahead, Olivier.
Thanks, Mikey. It's Olivier here. I totally agree with the identification of the skills gap. Very good idea. I'm not too concerned, following on what Cheryl has said, I'm not too concerned about the fact that only a very small subset of the current DSSA working group has taken part in the regular calls and meetings and discussions. When you look at the skill set and the range of people that are on this working group, you find that many of them are in this only for specific purposes and specific reasons, as information providers, as people who are linked to the root servers, to the industry, to the actual data. So far, the majority of our work has been one of developing a method, which is not the sort of thing I think that is palatable to everyone. It's only a small subset of us, those real process freaks of us, I guess, who enjoy this sort of thing. And I'm hoping that now going on for the next suggested thing, which was to actually validate the model by performing a runover of the whole thing to see if it actually works, I was hoping that those people that are currently not taking part will be brought in, or at least will feel warmer about taking part, because that's where their skill set will come in. That said, the group was not built in a way to identify skill sets and say we need someone with language experience, one with accounting experience, one with DNS experience. It was more done on a SOACSG community-wide thing, and identifying these gaps in the skill set is an excellent idea. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivier. In a minute, Jim, I'm going to put you on the spot, so I'll give you fair warning. I think one of the questions that I'd like you to ponder is whether what we're tinkering with here is something that it seems to me that the one thing that we can't do in the basket of in this third option is the sort of end DSSA, start something new. That seems to be the divergence at this point. Except for that, it seems to me that the points that you made about tuning up our skill set and making sure that we've got the right people has certainly resonated with the rest of us. And I also think that the start right now is dead on arrival. I don't think there's any appetite for that. And I think the third thing is that by structuring it this way, I think we've got some wiggle room to change our mind up through Toronto and, you know, based on some of the information that we need to develop between now and Toronto.
What do you mean, change our mind, Mikey? Says Cheryl.
Well, I'm essentially back to my defer the decision notion. that says this is where we're headed, but we give ourselves a little room. Oh, I like Julie's comment. Allow our decisions to be better informed.
Absolutely.
That?
That's okay. But this changing of mind?
Okay. Well, I accept Julie's comment in the chat as a friendly message.
How very wise of you, Mikey.
That's the wisdom of a man confronting an avalanche. Yeah, sure, I'm going to stand in the way of that. No way. Jim, how are you feeling about the direction that we're headed? Is this okay? Is this still of concern? I think, you know, and the reason that I'm picking on Jim is that it's very rare when Jim raises a concern, and every time in the past that he's done it, it's been really important to make sure that we've got it right. So I'm partly picking on you, but I'm partly really genuinely interested in what you think about this. So now it's your turn, Jim.
Sounds like you're also just setting me up there.
Well, I'm sorry to do that.
Yeah. He is doing that too, Jim.
I'm not denying it. I'm just saying I'm sorry I'm doing it.
No, it's all right. You know, I'm certainly not here as to drive this group as an individual. I mean, I had a concern. I've expressed myself. I'm sitting here in an open-minded way, listening to everything that's going on. You know, my concerns are not assuaged in any significant way. On the other hand, I'm all for being better informed. I think that's great, so you know, just being open-minded and letting the group, decide where it wants to go. I think that's really the key thing here. If we finish the work that we're doing, and you know, we continue to have this conversation, and maybe it's a principal agenda item come Toronto, that sounds fine to me. You know, I'm all for getting more information. And I guess it was Rick who asked in the chat room, one of the things that we should put in our discussions here leading up to Toronto is a hard look at ourselves as to whether or not we have the right resources to pick up the risk assessment. So we should consider what's the best way for us to answer that question. Again, just as a continuation of informing ourselves when it comes time to make the hard decision. So I don't feel urgency in making the hard decision, and I like the idea of more information. So that's where I am. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Jim. So what I would be inclined to do, having heard all this, is go to work and build us a work plan of this refine and consolidate phase that we've described on the sort of upper left quadrant. And by the way, I think there's plenty to do in there. And
this is not take a holiday and meet again after Toronto.
No, I don't think so. I think there's plenty of work to do. The public comment cycle of this is one of those, we've never done this before because we've never done a cross-ACSO project, so just figuring out how to do that and getting that done is going to be an interesting puzzle. Hopefully getting it done in time that we can then fold it back into the report, I think is pretty urgent. Although by the time just before Toronto, all this lawsuit stuff that I'm doing right now will have evaporated, so I can go back into crazy Mikey mode on that.
But we can mention frack and sand in the same sentence after that.
Yeah, and I won't go freaking crazy on you. Because if you say that now, I tend to get a little white all the way around my eyes. Although we did have a huge win last week, so the momentum is shifting, which is giving us all a lot of energy. Anyway, why don't we? Does that seem like a reasonable approach to go ahead and let me bash out some details on those four arrows in the upper left quadrant and circle back to the group, probably run it through the ops group one time, and then get back to you all in a week. That seems like a reasonable approach to me. Cheryl's in. Julie's in. This is a good chance for people to go crazy and say, no, it's a bad idea. It's not. I think that's what we'll do. And I'll work on refining these words and phrases a little bit to sort of tidy up what we said on the call. Is there anything on the page in terms of those words and phrases that you individually see that you'd like to change right now? Is there anything?
Julie here, Mikey.
Go ahead, Julie.
Just a couple of points, not so much to do with the arrows, but with where you've got board, can I suggest you actually specifically put board DNS risk management framework working group? I mean, in whatever acronym is the most suitable, but otherwise it's perhaps a little bit misleading to people who aren't as familiar with what's
sure.
going on. And the other thing that I think might be worth clarifying, we're referring to ICANN, the community, and ICANN, the organisation, that's not so much to do with the constitution of those groups, but with the focus of the risk assessment that the groups are chartered to do.
Mm-hmm.
Internal versus internal and the wider landscape, you mean, Julie? Sorry, that was Cheryl asking a clarifying question.
Yes.
Thanks. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. It's rough on the screen, but I'll tidy that up.
Yep.
You're the victim of,
okay, thanks.
Of note-taking at this point. So.
Yep.
Okay, good one. Any other tweaks that we want to do to this? Julie, or...
Sorry.
No, that's an old hand.
Oh, I didn't mean to raise my hand. I was trying to turn off my agree.
Oh, yeah, I think there's
a... Mikey, you may not have noticed it, but you had almost near-perfect row of green ticks before.
Oh, good.
You know.
Yeah, this new computer, I still haven't quite got the layout right, so I can't see as well as I used to. This new computer has set me back a bit, so thanks.
In more ways than one, I suspect, Mikey. But, I just wanted you to note that you had a sea of green before.
Oh, good. Well, cool. I'm glad we've got there. I'll go to work and get this tidied up for the ops crew and then let them hammer on it a bit and then bring it back to you in a week, and we'll see how it looks and get underway. I think that's enough for today. I don't have anything else on the agenda. If there's something people want to bring up, I think we'll call it quits.
No worries.
No worries. All right. Well, have a great week. We'll see you in a week. And
I can watch 10 more minutes of Olympics.
Ooh. There you go. All right. Thanks, gang.
Yippee.
Thanks for all the help.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks,
Mike.
Bye.
Tim, Natalie, I think we're done with the recording. We can wrap all that up. I thank you both. As always, a fabulous job. And